Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning, the 24th of March, 2018. And we continue our study in the Psalms. Today we're looking at the 34th Psalm. This is the Psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of his troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth him such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Well, it is good to boast in the Lord. And we find that God is the one that causes us to be glad. He's the one that gives us joy and peace. One of my favorite songs is, oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Would you come to him with all of your fears, weary and worn and sad? Jesus will take all your burden away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Wonderful, marvelous love he brings into a heart that's sad. Jesus will wash all your troubles away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Yeah, when we magnify the Lord, when we exalt his name, it does make our heart glad. When we cry unto the Lord, He hears us and He saves us from all of our troubles. As far as our heart troubles, we still may be in a fix here on this earth. We may have all kind of challenges. We may have family challenges. We may have physical challenges, financial challenges, vocational challenges, whatever. But God is the one that gives us peace of mind. We fear the Lord, and the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. The Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart and of a contrite spirit. The Lord redeemeth the soul of His servants, and none of them that trust in Him shall be desolate. Well, these are great, wonderful promises that were given by the psalmist in his explaining his own fear of the Lord and the gladness and joy that it brought to him. May it bring us the same gladness and joy of heart today. God bless.